Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
All right, I get right to business, don't I? Well, I like to get the plugs out of the way. So I don't care if you're 15 seconds forward, but if you live in Woodland Hills, Philadelphia, or Los Angeles, then you won't want to. How's that? Okay? So here we go. Now I don't feel guilty because the people that don't live there, they're like, oh, okay, I can 15 seconds forward. I don't mind. Real quick, Eric Calver, who plays the drums on our show, he's a family member. He owns a gym, him and his wife. It's called Tap Out Fitness. It's in Woodland Hills. And on the 6th of June, they're doing a benefit. And it's to raise some money for a good cause, I think leukemia, and I'm pretty sure it is. And there'll be really great comedians on the show. My copy got a little smudged, but I can read Jay Moore, Adam Hunter, Nikki Paris, and then it got all smudged. I think it says Carla Collins. Yeah, it probably does. Well, I see Collins, so I think that's Carla Collins. Okay, Dean McDermott. Okay, I figured it out. So, and friends. I don't know what that means when they put and friends, but they're bringing friends. So it's going to be cool. I told him, I said, you better have the room dark. Don't bring people into a lit room and expect them to have fun. All right, so that's it. Doors open at 7. June 6th, Woodland Hills. And if you're like, where's it at? Tap Out Fitness. You can, there it is. Okay, there's that. Philadelphia Helium. I'll get to you in a second. Los Angeles. I'll make this quick. The Lab at the Melrose Improv. It's the intimate lounge. It holds about 55 people. And so obviously I'm not bragging. So with that small of a room, it'll sell out pretty quick. Not to brag. So that is the 7th Friday and 8th of June. The 7th, which is Friday, and the 8th of June. Two shows on the 7th, two shows on the 8th. Possibly might add a show on the 9th. So There you go. And that on the 8th of June at the lab, that's the night that Andy Frasco is going to sit in with our band. How cool is that going to be? Right? I love it. I really do love it. And if you live in New York, Gary Goldman's getting ready to tape his hour, which is going to be cool. It's going to be such a cool special. And I want to throw a lot of love Gary Goldman's way. Okay? So go to his Twitter feed and find out when that show is. It's coming up. He's taping an hour special. And it's going to be like no other hour special you've ever seen. And I love it. I love it. I saw him do some of it about a month ago. I went to see him at Largo, and it was really special. It was fucking hilarious and five other things. But hilarious first. Okay. And then Philadelphia Helium. I'll be there the 13th through the 15th of June. I've never done a summer date, but they've got brand new AC. So, that's when I come strutting in. All right, that is it. You know, I've been working on a show that I've been pitching in LA, so I haven't had a lot of guests on because sometimes it's easier just to have a family show. But we got some cool guests coming up. I know Eddie Pepitone's going to be in June. James Adomian's going to be in June. Kathy Labman. And then next on my list is to get Rory Scovel back in there. We'll do a double. We keep talking. We're going back and forth with text trying to get a date. That's not professional. So that's it. So take deep breaths. I think you're beautiful. I love you. Don't throw around the word love, people say. I'm not. There's different levels of love. You don't have to be dating somebody to love them, or it has to be your parents. You might love somebody you've only met through the airwaves of podcasting. Right into your ear, you son of a bitch. All right? Call your mother. All right, bye.
It's a good show.
Blake, is there something on your mind?
I honestly just was, I was enjoying that song so much, I spaced out. I would listen to that song just if it cycled through like my songs when I was playing them in the car.
Did I tell you one that I would?
Someone did tweet us recently that they want us to put out an album.
I don't
want to
talk over their songs because I know that shows, they said they get into an irate. One time they told me, you don't want some, hold on one second.
Make up your mind.
I can imagine them over there. He's talking over our song, goddammit!
Right.
Todd with his big mouth. So I always try to make pretend if they're listening to
like Joe's wife.
Joe's wife.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Is she?
No, I'm sorry.
I think her phone died.
Oh. Her
Wait,
tears
hold on.
Soaked
I have
it.
A battery pack on mine that gets emergency calls from his wife.
It's very good.
Oh, shit.
Is
that a
Joe's
phone?
Joe's wife on the line. Joe?
It's called a cry phone, and thank you so much.
Lauren?
The Russians shot down the
Lauren.
Satellite. Oh, no.
No, Lauren, please. Lauren, we're going to play one of Joe's songs in a minute. We are. We're going to play one of his songs. Who do you love Joe's songs?
Oh, my God. They're the best songs I've ever heard in my entire life. If I could die to any song at all, it would be a Joe song.
I said the same.
And oh, God, nothing's good enough for this fucking person.
John. Didn't you literally say that Joe, didn't you say he's the part of the, did I steal that phrase from you that he's the fiber of the show?
Yeah. Absolutely. No, I mean, no, you didn't.
No, I think he is the show.
He is exactly. The show.
I heard someone say he's the spinal cord of the show.
He's the only reason we're still licensed.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
This is putting a little damper on the night.
I agree. It's been really fun.
It has been fun. I've had a blast, but this puts a damper. Look, Lauren.
It hurts my ears.
Lauren. Hold on. Give me a second, please. Hold on. Lauren, we're gonna. Lauren, are you really? Lauren, we're gonna play with you. You don't understand. You don't have to be this upset. Okay. You feel better?
Todd, keep going. You got her.
Yeah. Okay. She's catching her breath. I think she's. Yeah. We love Joe. This is. No. Okay? You feel good?
I think we're still in the
sweetheart.
Oh, it's starting again.
No.
No, she's starting again.
No, we played, I think we played some of Victor Hagman's songs, not as a replacement.
Don't say, I would not say Victor Hagman's
I said
name.
Not
it seems like
a
whenever that name comes up, she.
I know. What is it with...
Is it jealousy or support? I can't tell.
Lauren.
Well, I think it's probably the alcohol.
I think it probably is. Oh, yeah. That's right. And there's no judgment. I want to help her.
No.
Lauren. Hold on. Let me edit this out, Aristotle. Lauren. Hold on, guys. Give me a second. Just give me 1 second, please. Lauren. It's okay. Let her breathe it out.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Let her. Lauren. It's okay. You're angry. You're angry and you don't know how to express it. And it's, I hear you. I get it. I've been there. You want to scream, and you are, and it's okay. I get it. I've done the same. Lauren, you hear me through the scream. I get it. But all I'm saying is that we played one Victor Hagman song only
Todd, you gotta quit saying.
Well,
Victor
I know
Hagman.
I do because that's like, but that's me being disingenuous.
Todd, you know,
that's a trigger
word.
No, what did I do to you?
Well, Blake's been drinking.
Blake, have you been drinking?
A little bit.
What kind of show is it, baby? It's the Todd Glass Show. What part of the Todd Glass Show is it? Some people say it's the halfway point, but it's wherever Aristotle decides to cut it. It might not be right there. I want the show, someone else take the lead, because I don't know what to do anymore.
All right, let's flip a coin.
What is everybody happy?
Yeah.
Does anybody have a dog?
I do.
Died in a sad story? Let's hear it.
Take turns. How'd you as die?
Has anyone ever had
Blake
to,
is the perfect person to ask about a dog story because
no.
We know that Blake has a dog that's currently alive and therefore it's not going to end sad.
Yeah. Did your dog go through training recently, I heard?
He did, actually.
And I admire you for doing that.
Thank you.
Because they can probably, let me take a guess.
Yes.
They fixed what the problem was relatively easy.
They gave us steps to fix it relatively easy.
And did it work? Honestly, tell me if it
did. It's starting to work, yeah. Yeah. Well, they only came on Sunday, and he's already doing better.
What was the problem?
He would
stick your finger up the ass.
Well, that's the solution.
That's how you train
him. Right.
All positive reinforcement.
The problem was I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go. You've been sticking your finger up your dog's ass a lot longer than I have.
Well, how long have you been doing it?
Right, let's drop this bit. Yeah. That's my apologies. If I had a way I could apologize and if I had $500 to give you for wasting your time on a bit about sticking your finger up a dog's ass, I would. The only thing I could do to prove that I'm genuinely sorry is just go back to your story and make pretend I never said it.
Okay. Here, ask me what the problem with my dog was. So that's why we had to get him training.
What's the problem with your dog?
In the word herb, he pronounced the H in it.
Your dog talks?
He pronounces
silent
H. Now,
are you sure
H.
you didn't get a British dog?
I'm sorry. Oh, he's a bulldog, actually. So, yeah,
well,
he's a British bulldog.
Well, there you go. Bulldog. That's the... They do that over there.
We just wasted $150 for an hour and a half.
Yeah, that poor dog.
Do you have a bulldog?
No. We have a mix. Carlin.
Okay, listen up. Listen up, everybody. I don't do what the type of show you think I do.
Oh.
I do the show where we all talk about stuff.
Yeah, but you just told someone else to do the show.
Well, because I got to be honest, I got nervous with my new format.
Of course.
My new format. I want to just lay out my
the
new
notes
format.
That you
I want to make my audience proud. That I want them to think, how does he fucking know when he strays away? How does he know? Here's the show. I just want to say, here's what we're doing. It's not by any outside peer pressure. Just relax. Everybody relax. I think we're all got our backs up. We don't have... Just sit back. I don't want a show where we're lunging forward. Like, if you got to take the mic out, we do a comfortable show. Am I right a little bit? To George Carlin.
This is good.
To George Carlin, am I making a little sense?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? How many people could empty their bladder?
I could.
To George Carlin.
Yeah.
Like in general?
Yeah. So I'm leaning forward, and I got to pee. I should go release my bladder.
Yeah.
Come back here. Sit back. To George Carlin, everybody. This wasn't a show. That's why if I had to end right now, I wouldn't feel... Mm-hmm. I like... Last week, people heard the show. And now they go, this is the show where I'm now relaxed.
Yeah.
Welcome here. I'm glad you came over. I'm glad you made it over from that side, which was fun for its own reason, last week's show. But this week, I can I tell you how I know? I'm only in the beginning 2 minutes, but we're going to go pee. We're going to come back. That's when I feel ready to just hang. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah. Let's go
pee-pee.
Let's go pee-pee.
Pee-pee. Yeah, okay, let's pee-pee.
You have to pee-pee? Yeah, hold on. Hey, sit down, everybody.
Does he always call it?
Do you have to pee-pee?
Yeah, I have to pee-pee.
Eric, you have to pee-pee?
I have to
Guys
pee-pee.
In the band, what's going on? Do you have to pee-pee?
I have to pee-pee.
I can't hear you.
I got to pee-pee.
No, I can't hear you.
I have to pee-pee.
Guys, I'm being totally serious. I can't fucking hear you.
I have to pee-pee.
I still can't hear you.
I have to pee-pee.
All right, the band's got a pee-pee. I hear him now.
When the band's got a pee-pee, the band's got a pee-pee.
Can I tell you what I know about podcasting that a lot of people don't? See the band right now, they're saying they have to pee-pee.
Right.
You think, how funny is it? Very. Because the people are listening, they picture the band like they are in their black shirts and they're lit. And it's a professional show. We're at a nice place, you know.
Yes.
It's $150 to see my show. And then the band's in the background. Guys, is everything good tonight?
Yeah.
You have to pee-pee?
I got to pee-pee.
Well, guys, I have an hour show to do. What are we going to do? You guys have to what?
We got to pee-pee.
I think they're saying they have to pee-pee.
All right, well, we'll take a break. Well, now I have a boner. Thanks, asshole. I love the sound effects.
Three crazy sounds.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a break. But I think there's truth to what I said. I'm going to go pee. We're going to come back.
You're going to go what?
I'm going to go pee-pee.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I misheard.
And then we're going to come back, and then I'm going to be like, I'll feel ready.
We'll go pod.
I'm at ease. All right. Well, how do we go to close? I know how I want to go to close.
Break.
How we go to break? Well, how about a little bit of this? I got something to say about another podcast. Maybe it fits in right here.
Oh, the Another Burger podcast?
Yeah.
Wherever podcasts are available.
Had a great conversation on the Nothing Burger podcast about nuclear war.
Ooh, can I ask you a question?
We have to go to break.
Well, if I want to rate and review the podcast, can I?
Sure.
Yeah, it's okay, encouraged.
We have to go to break.
That's my
only
question.
I have to go to break. I'm president of this podcast. Is it funny, Blake?
No.
Are you the president?
I have to go pee-pee.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How bad?
6'6".
No, seriously, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
But to George Carlin, on a scale from 1 to 10, how bad do you have to pee-pee?
Honestly, only like a 6.5, so there's probably other
how
people.
How about everybody here?
8.
I'm at a solid 2.
All right, be careful
2.
With the number you pick, because that's the order you get to go in.
All right, everybody.
1.
We're going to take a break. I'm going to get a cold drink. Did you ever get a cold drink? It's like refrigerating your mouth. When my mouth is this dry, I'm going to go put freezing cold water in it and refrigerate my mouth with excitement. We'll be back. And guess what? The next thing you're going to hear is a really cool song, and Alex White is going to find the melody in it and play along with it. That's the next thing you're going to hear.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
I recently heard Blake Wexler tell a joke so funny on Blaking News that I've thought about it every day for 2 weeks.
That is the nicest thing you could possibly say. Thank you so much.
That's the nicest thing I've ever heard on this show. Adding more soul to this beautiful room that we do this show. And Cody Woods, ladies and gentlemen, has come out into the barn in the wee hours of the night.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
We took a little break.
It's Todd Glass After Hours.
Put some reverb in his voice, please. I like the way he's going with these.
I've been smoking cigarettes as long as I've been listening to Todd Glass After Hours. My leukemia is as cool as a...
Oh, boy.
Todd Glass cured me of my leukemia.
That's true. That's what they say.
All right, bring it down. This is not the show I want. This is the show I want. People know that are listening to what I'm talking about. I want the show that I'm about to... Last time we had to take a break. Part one was its own thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is part two, darker, deeper into the soul of the night.
Funkier.
In about 15 minutes, and this will tell you what time it is, it's going to be 2 in the morning.
Yes.
So we're into the thick of the night. And this that's where that term comes from. The darker, the deeper into the tunnels of the night. It is darker because it is darker. And it's later, and we're here, and it's a different thing. And it's all good. It's all good.
And getting paid overtime.
And yes.
Yes.
And that's why everybody's so happy. This is the show I want. Sit back. Remember we were talking about that?
It's so late. It's that time of night you live in the city and you see weird animals out on the street.
Yes.
Like raccoons.
Are you sitting back? Sit back.
I'm just sit recounting. Back. Yeah, you're right. It's
sit
late.
Back. What are we in a hurry for? We got the band's going to score us. Don't try to make a meal out of it, guys. What's going on, Alex? You looking? What's in? You look like something was in your... You were... Oh, I think he's over.
That's intimidating.
We need to get out of here.
All right. Shh. Have that lighter. Sure. Oh, we have the type of show. If you want a lighter, it's not like, hurry up, get the lighter. Part of getting the lighter is part of the show.
It's the journey.
It's the journey. Yeah. I'm not scared. Well, I'll tell you, nothing will kill a podcast more than fear of silence.
True.
That's what my manager told me. Yeah, I'm smoking a piece of marijuana right now. Peace.
You're a cool guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm smoking a piece of marijuana. I'm sitting back to George Carlin, everybody. I'm sitting back in my chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I lit a joint. They're pre-rolled by the store, so they look great. They're tightly rolled. They're like, I can't roll. I could not roll a joint. This is perfect. And it's like, nice. I enjoy smoking it.
I'm lapping up a beer right now.
I've had 15 of these in the last 20 minutes.
My
John
God.
Said I should take it easy.
And yet you walk a straight line. Is that
you know
a toad?
You know what Luke told me tonight, and I appreciated it? He goes over, he goes, Todd, I got to tell you, Mr. Glass, I said, call me Todd. This is a true story. And he goes, Mr. Glass. I said, what, Luke? And he goes, you're the coolest guy I've ever met. I'm like, shut up.
Well, people call you humble constantly, behind your back and to your face.
What do you think? And I want you to be honest. The show. Do you think it's better if we lean forward and talking to the mics? Maybe we're making a big deal about leaning back. Maybe it's easier to lean in.
I find it more in the moment when I'm leaning forward and looking at you.
So you like to lean in? Me too.
Yeah, when I was leaning back, it feels good.
All right.
But then I was just in my head. I forgot we were doing a podcast for a minute.
Thank you.
I'm stuck.
Lean in. Lean in. We're not the leaner backers.
No.
We give a shit about the show.
Yeah.
All I know is the listeners better be fucking leaning in.
Yeah, they better. You better right be now. Leaning
That's
in.
Right.
Lean in on the train. Lean in on the train. Lean in. Be nice to people. You want to give compliments? You ever do that? You just say nice things to people that
constantly.
You think they need to hear. And it's not a joke to George Carlin. We're going to go around. You have to just say something's nice and sweet. Don't tell me everybody doesn't need some positivity yelled at them. I don't care if you yell. We'll get a tribal drum beat in the background. Bum, 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 bum. But we will say nice things to people. John, I'll let you start.
Wow, thank you, Mr. Glass. You're as smart as you are beautiful.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah.
Wow. Nice things
well,
to anybody or to the
literally
listeners.
Literally anyone.
Me, the listener. You know what? It should be me. John, you No, don't be silly.
Well, I just wanted to compliment you for starting with me because that was a smart idea. And it's just as smart as the listening fans of this podcast.
God damn,
I agree
smart.
Because we all know John is the best at compliments.
Oh, I know,
he's
but
the
I
number one complimenter
stop,
on the
everybody,
show.
Stop, everybody,
stop. Aristotle, please.
Stop, I feel, I'm embarrassed.
So, thank you so much. I'm flattered, and Aristotle, if I may say so, that is a badass jacket. God damn. And thrifty, because you got it at a thrift store. You
Mr.
Are a smart
Glass.
Guy.
$20.
You
your
are a
arm,
smart guy.
Your tattoo work is a piece of art,
no,
as is your
guys,
body.
I feel like having everybody compliment me now would be phony and disingenuous, unless you
That's
guys
so
want...
smart of you to say that. Oh, my God, hey. Glass.
And your hair looks great.
Guys, I don't...
Looks amazing.
I want it to be... here's what I want. I want
it's
it to...
dark in here, but do you have dimples, Mr. Glass?
Wow. Let me turn those lights down. If you think I'm good looking now, watch this.
Wait till you see it
watch
completely
this.
Black
You think I'm good looking
here.
Now, but watch it with it black in here. What's going to happen to you?
Whoa.
What if that happened in real life when you had a when your pee pee went yay? What if that happened?
The Todd Glass Show. We mic your pee pee.
We mic your pee pee. No, oh, that was the
You sneaky son
you
of a
sneaky
bitch.
Sneaky son of a bitch.
I saw.
You, we
you thought we
tricks.
Would notice you what you were doing noticed. With your drops.
We know what you're up to. We heard you
saw
loud
that
and
from
clear.
A mile away.
Oh, if I'm so brave, ooh. Why did I back out on the Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Go fuck yourself.
I'm scared to play a jingle.
One finger on the
I
button.
Love how you make fun of me. God, you're so good at it. Oh, you're the best.
He is right. You are really
guys,
good at it.
Can I be honest? To George Stephanopoulos?
Yes.
I don't want the...
They're endangered,
do
by the way.
Do you think you should all... Do you think you should all go around the room and compliment me? Do you think that is a good idea?
Yes, Todd. Yeah.
What else is there to do?
That's a great idea. That's the smartest,
the best idea you've ever had.
There's just... I mean, how much time do you have?
You don't think it's better that we do it...
You know what? Can I just say this from my heart? You look like a guy that quit his job repairing motorcycles only because one day... Someone came in and said, "Did you ever think about being a model?"
Yes, I got that too. That was mine. Wait, I guess I got to think of 10 other
things. Can I tell you something? I will take that compliment. Even I'm not sick in my head, but I think that's appropriate for me. I think that's appropriate for me. If I was hired by a modeling company as a model to represent my age,
when?
I would look pretty fucking good. Because you have professional people dressing you and your lighting and the hair. So what's the point? I don't want this to be that I'm complimenting myself. Oh, I think...
Oh, you want us to compliment you.
Oddly,
that's the
what right. you're saying, no. in my it would be my fantasy, even though I know it's not true, but it's pretty close. Like, I want to edit this out and so
no.
on. No, I won't, because I'm just being ridiculous.
Todd, you look better than other 33-year-olds, but people in general, too.
No, you know I'm not
that's
33.
True. Oh. Shut the fuck. All right, what, 29?
No, guys,
24.
No.
Can I see your ID, sir?
Are you
24.
14 years old?
Oh, my God. Do I look 14?
You're 12.
I'm so excited. I'm 12.
Oh, my God. You look great.
Well, now
you look like a mature 12-year-old.
Well, now I feel embarrassed for being attracted to you.
I'm a 12-year-old that works on motorcycles.
Yeah.
Todd, did you come with those grease stains like on your clothes?
No, I just happened to work on cars.
Oh, my God.
Look at that rag hanging out of his back pocket.
You scream horsepower. Do you get that a lot?
I'm in my glory right now.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to do...
Is that a welding mask on your head?
I don't want
to... Or
are
you just happy to see me?
I don't want to reach into this oil candle and pull the wick out. So should I just get
watch
comfortable with no flame? Like, you know, I can like change the atmosphere, but should I get comfortable without the flame, or do you think it's an important thing to have?
Let's
get comfortable.
Let's get comfy.
Get comfortable without it.
This
we'll
is
just
good.
We'll just rechange
the
energy.
Lean back.
Where are you going?
I think he's going to go get a new one.
That's so unprofessional. One of the band members has twice walked out on this show.
Bring me a spritzer.
Hey, get me a spritzer.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Just said the name of the guy who was here.
Where are you going, Eric?
I forgot my Coke, too.
Oh, good. Hey, Eric, you know what?
Coke?
Do me a favor.
Get
will
me
you,
a spritzer.
Will you get me a Coke?
Can I have a Heineken?
You do Coke?
Can I get a Heineken and a Coke?
Oh, you do Coke?
Who?
Okay. Heineken, Coke, and Heineken.
Perfect. No, just how many? No.
Can I have a rhombus?
One rhombus?
Hold on. Shh. You know what? We'll take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
Parallel
well, Eric's time. Back. We can talk about his surprise party. Him and Vinny's.
Oh.
We're having a surprise
I got the
party
balloons.
Now that they're... You
okay,
have the balloons.
Good.
Oh, Eric,
balloons.
You got the balloons. I love you. Thank
I have
you.
A sword.
Okay,
we can
that's
do
right.
Thank you.
That,
you
right?
know, we
Cody.
Know Vinny loves swords. Yeah.
I gave him the sword.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you already gave him a
Cody,
sword.
Cody.
Yeah.
You're lucky Nancy dropped off a... Look at this fucking ice cream cake from Cody and Nancy.
Oh, my God.
And you guys...
Oh, my God.
That's why I got the sword to
what's,
cut
oh, to cut it.
Cake.
That's smart.
What songs will we sing? Now, we're basically to Vinny and to...
Eric,
and
I guess.
Eric who?
Eric?
Eric Olson.
Olson.
So what songs are we going to sing?
I mean, we have been rehearsing that Johnny Be Good with their names in it.
That's true. We put a lot of... But so have they. Oh. Is another issue. For He's a Jolly Good Fellow, maybe?
For He's a Jolly Good Fellow.
That's
I like
a good
it.
Song.
Do you guys know For He's a Jolly Good Fellow? So we could surprise them. For they are jolly good fellows. For they are jolly good fellows. Okay, shh. Sh- ladies and gentlemen, this is a surprise party for Eric Olsen and Vinny.
So for Eric the Jolly Good Fellow. For they're really jolly good fellows. They're really jolly good fellows. and nobody can deny. Eric and Vinny are jolly good fellows. Eric and Vinny are jolly good fellows. Eric and Vinny are jolly good fellows. And nobody can deny.
Oh, it reprised. It reprised. Oh my God, it reprised. He reprised it. And then go back in again. It reprises, it makes things more fun when you keep reprising it. I'm gonna do it till everybody notices it. Reprising, I'm gonna do this till everyone knows it, like I'm sick in my head. There's something about reprising something. So watch. Play hard on the drums. And then watch. And then go right back into it.
Were you waiting to see if he was going to keep playing?
Oh, I love it. Thank you. I whispered over to Eric, I want to see how long without me telling him he'll play it. Because I know how long, you know, repetition makes me laugh. So he plays it again, and then he plays it again. And then, you know, and then I'm like, oh, fuck, perfect. Because it's true, it does. It brings back... I look like a mental patient.
I think you look smart.
What is that? Seriously, I'm not kidding. It does something for... I don't know what it is, but the thing that when it keeps coming back...
Repetition?
It makes it like it's exciting. Yeah, say, oh, and then all of a sudden it goes back again.
Oh, there's more to celebrate.
Yeah, there's more to celebrate.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But there was nothing to celebrate to begin with.
Perfect. But when it keeps going, you know when it keeps going?
Yeah. It's like, oh, there's something new that I don't know about.
So, yeah, it's still, oh, they're still cutting the cake. There's still, to me, it's the fun has it.
Another nice thing is on its way.
Another nice thing is on the way. If they're
I guess
playing,
there's pizza now too.
Wait, hold on. There's if and then all of a sudden they see pizza and this starts. Pizza comes. Is that your soda or mine?
That one's yours.
I mean, I had some of that already. I'm so wound up right now that I don't remember drinking soda. Wow. I know. I don't mean to brag.
Oh, no. We only brought you a half. That, it's a long story.
Oh, so that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're okay.
Oh, thank you.
We brought you a half of soda.
You know, a lot of people would have lied.
But it's not
and when
like
I say
someone
a lot
drank out of it. Was
no,
poured,
no, no. I get it into a drink.
Never mind the lipstick on the end and nobody...
Speaking of great things,
we
can talk about Andy Frasco and then your upcoming Andy Frasco.
Ooh, yes.
What?
Because Blake was there at Andy Frasco the night we all went.
Oh, how
was amazing. Because it's rare that you have someone... I'm actually speaking like I had a prepared statement, I swear to God. <I don't. laughs> here's the thing about Andy Frasco is that...
You know I want you to express yourself.
Yeah.
So that's why you went right in. You're like,
I was taking it very seriously.
Say the way, all you got to do is like, I'm just going to say something. Okay, by the way, thank you so much. I've never been happier. Do it again later when I forget, and I will really appreciate it. But don't do it when I'm expecting it. But quicker than you might think you're able to. Anyway, so what I wanted to say, so yes, you knew I wanted to express you. You know, I saw you fucking taking it in, Frasco.
It was amazing. He was really entertaining, but also very like musically talented. I don't know a lot about music, you know. I can't tell you why he was musically talented, but he was incredible, and he was the band leader, and his band was really fun too. It was really fun, but also it was something that was a great concert, but you'd also listen to it on like your iPhone or whatever. You know what I mean? Like it was great.
It's great music, and then they also do bits, which yes. we all relate to.
Yes,
it's just you know what it is. It. Maybe from a layman is maybe not so layman because I feel like you. I don't know how to break down music at one level, but
right.
I know when I'm engaged. And he fucking engages an audience. And it's like I always say that I can't watch a performer if they're afraid of the mic. And
they're all great musicians. Right,
play right. your instruments. Play!
Well, so the great musicians, but the show. Oh,
I completely forgot about it.
So I saw Blake, you get dancing around. I wish I had the freedom that you have when
Aaron recorded it. Aaron has a video of me scooting around on that.
And I love it and it looks so much fun. And I can't let myself go in a place like that. I can go over in the corner. I don't stand there like
You were having fun.
I was in my area, you know. But I was having a good time. But I was like, I saw you running around.
Oh, when I go to Andy
Vinny was
Frasco.
Running around. When I go to my Andy Frasco, he.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, it was.
And
stop fucking around.
Here we go, everybody. Here we go.
Stop fucking around.
Where's the reverb?
Stop fucking around.
Here we go.
Stop fucking around.
I want to stop everything, and I'm embarrassed, and I'm being totally serious. This, no bullshit, you're going to be impressed in about 2 minutes. This is the new show.
Wow.
Right now. What's up? You talk.
What's up?
This is it. I'm stopping the bullshit.
Fuck it.
I wanted to tell a funny Blake story from... So after the Frasco show, Steve Fine Arts comes up to me. He's like, "Yeah, I guess I'm gonna give Blake Wexler a ride home." And I was like, "Oh, cool." He's like, "Yeah, I mean, like, if he needs to get down here in like 3 minutes, or I'm just gonna leave. What do I do? Should I text him?" And then we see Blake just walk out of the building and get into an Uber and go down the street. And Steve goes, "Oh, that fucker.
You didn't want to drive me. I did you. You were doing me a favor, but I did you ultimately a favor if you agreed to do that favor."
So great.
It's the star.
In fairness, I told him.
News, the one and only Blake Wexler.
Blake Wexler. Wexler. Our guest is Blake Wexler, ladies and gentlemen. You're in the second half of the Blake Wexler Show. It's exciting.
My God.
Because we're getting to this point where we just talk. And it's fun because it's the calm of the night.
Is this a new format?
I'm sorry. I'm leaning back.
Of course.
So I might not be right up on it because I'm not one of those shows that feels the need.
Hello, I got to be right next to the mic.
That's
hello,
very rigid.
Hello. Rigid. Yeah, who talks into a mic like a fucking lunatic?
Normal people talk back here. Yeah, like human beings.
So, you're good?
I'm great.
How's Rocky?
Great.
You look like you're behind a...
Your mannerisms were so funny.
No, I'm so relaxed. I'm not even talking into the mic.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Either am I.
You couldn't give less of a shit.
Excuse me.
I'm not even paying attention.
Okay, I think we should do like a long form interview right now.
No, you got to admit, I'm further back from the mic, and I'm definitely.
Now, Todd, when did you get into stand up comedy?
I don't need to be.
Sure.
No, I'm not one of those comics. Okay, it's
would
not.
Would you say you were a wunderkind?
No. It's 2019 now. You don't have to be one of those fuckers. Oh, I got to talk right at the mic. Yeah, I'm comfortable enough to walk around my room as I talk to my audience. I'm in a different place. I'm behind the saxophone player now. Now I'm walking over here. I don't have a show.
Todd, I was really relaxed too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you did Evening at the Improv, what inspired your 5 minutes?
I'm sorry, Blake. I'm in the
Blake
middle of
is standing
doing something.
At the barn door.
My podcast isn't one of those podcasts. It needs to happen everything right away. Sometimes I have other things going on in my life. Can you wait 5 minutes?
I'd love to.
Let me tell you something. Repetition brings people like lunatics like me, and I mean that in a loving way, calm. So it means it's delivering it to people out there. Never forget that playing over and over again. There's something I want to think of new songs to do. You want to talk it out right now?
Yeah.
Like what could be the new one for the rest of the show? But it's done.
For She's now, a Jolly Good
said,
Fellow?
Some people would have said, wow. Todd, kept
the sexy
that
sax man song.
Do you think some people would have said, keep that going? Oh, Todd, you should have let that go. It was so fucking funny. And maybe they're right. But now we've opened up this can of worms. We must figure it out.
There's locusts everywhere.
Focus, people. We must come up with another. No, or do we just keep doing that? Tell me.
I agree.
Listen, what I want to say is Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How's
your
Labradoodle?
Oh, my God. He's doing great.
Is it your parents still have him?
Yeah.
Is he still good? Is he still like,
is he still a good boy?
Is he still a good boy?
He's a good boy. He's old, but he's a good boy.
Does he still get around a little?
Yeah, he shuffles around. He's like, has that old dog shuffle, you know? Oh. But when you walk him, he's so happy.
Does he have to spin in a
circle? Old dog shuffle is the name of my country song.
The old dog shuffle is your favorite country song.
Why do they do that?
It's sad. Their hips hurt him.
Oh, he doesn't walk around in a circle yet.
No.
Yeah. That's so sad. Everybody,
but I can give him that note. Is that a good thing or a bad thing when they walk around in a circle?
A bad thing.
No, have you ever
how about when I talk in circles?
Everybody listen. We must have conversations.
This is a good PSA to say. You should take your dog to the vet regularly.
Yes.
And listen to your vet and your vet tech.
Okay. Thanks, Aristotle.
Thank they know what they're talking about.
And that's another Aristotle PSA here on the Todd Glass Show.
Say it again.
That was nice.
I'm with you.
Say it again or cut it out and then cut it back in.
No. I want
to. You're giving yourself notes.
Can I mirror what I.
Edit it out. Edit it in. Edit it out again.
I want to mirror what you said, what I think you said, and I'd like that you said it.
Oh, this is a good PSA to regularly take your dog to your vet.
Yeah, and check.
And listen to what they say.
Right. And make sure the kindest thing you could do. You know why I say this? Because the best of the best, sometimes good, sweet, kind people, for the wrong reason, leave their dog a little too long on the planet. And it's hard. But I think with an open mind and honest conversation with the vet, you'll come to a really best. My favorite show ever if this keeps going this direction.
Oh, no!
So,
which nobody can deny.
Oh, you're so nice. All right, so your Labradoodle's okay.
Yeah.
Serious interviews. What the fuck you want? It's just in me.
Can I ask you to George Carlin
sure.
a serious question?
Yes.
How did you always go to the doctor often and get checkups and stuff? Because I know a lot of guys who don't. And I go once or twice. I know this sounds like the beginning of a bit. It's not.
No, I don't hear you. I was making a funny face, but for the wrong reason.
It's important to go. Like, is once a year enough to get like that checkup or no? Yes.
What am I? A dermatologist?
No. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
And is this cancerous?
No, you're dying and you've got 20 minutes to live.
All right.
So
well, this is how I want to go.
Room dancing and give me joy.
All right. Well, this is my verbal will. I leave my labradoodle to you.
I go once a year.
Okay.
Because just, I go, you know what? Honest answer, so I don't have to edit anything out.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Oh, fuck. John's finger has like snarled and curled into like a broken twig, like hovering over that button for the past 45 minutes to an hour. And he nailed it.
Yes.
Oh, God, it's so beautiful. Nothing brings me more joy than well-placed drops. And you know who else said that? A parakeet.
Yes.
Anyway.
He was just repeating what you said, though.
And nobody can deny. Good job on the keyboards. Pals, you eat any good food lately?
Oh my God. It seems like you went out of your way to compliment your sister's brother. There.
No,
he's been doing a great job the entire. But you haven't really singled out anyone else.
No, I single out everybody. You got Luke over there. Luke's great. Isn't he fun?
But you haven't singled him out until I just brought that up. No, I just want to point that out.
Can I tell you something? My My girlfriend's brother is in the crossfire of the drums and the sax going back and forth. Aaron Simon over there on bongos, and he is in the middle of it. And I can, if I'm giggling from it over here, the reverberations of having those all the musical notes go right in front of you. I'm like, I want to go sit over there and enjoy it and let him come over here. And maybe that should be something we do later to have people have something to look forward to.
The new format.
I know how to excite people.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, does anybody have any ideas?
Can we hear that grindcore Todd Glass again?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Do you like that? That's where I'm at with my show. Do you have any ideas?
And if
Todd, I thought
whatever you guys want to do, I'm. Ideas.
I love it.
My jingle gobbles up Aristotle's jingle. My jingle goes rah, 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 God, gobbles it up. His jingle's nothing there. Play his jingle, let the people hear.
Aristotle!
Stop. I want a completely different show. And
run.
No, there's nothing to run from. Run at the bit.
Nobody's running.
Running at the bit. All right, listen. Stop. I want someone else to take charge.
All right. Thank you. Finally. It's my turn.
Yes.
Anybody that thinks that's even near, we have to be funny in between. But anybody that's thinking, all right, enough, oh, you're in the wrong building.
Do you know, I'm actually legitimate.
I'm at Costco.
Because he buys these jingles in bulk. Fucking play that shit.
You know, Blake, you've been doing stand-up a long time to
right.
know. Seriously, don't humor me. But you,
I would never.
You can guess when something will be funny. Let's at least put it this, in front of a good audience on the road. picture just a, you know, the best of the best. You know what I mean? Like at Acme or Great Night at Helium in Philadelphia. Just a real, that, I've never done that. Would that not destroy live?
100%.
Just think, I can pick one song. It could, you just you hope the band leader has good judgment on when to do it, but it could get you out of a bind. It can make something funnier, even funnier. It can help you when you have nothing. It's like this band that's they help. They got your back. They just don't have a lot of ideas.
They have their one thing.
I think they should have one other song, to tell you the truth. And they once in a while they play that.
Well, it's going to take years.
What would be the song they would learn? It could be. No, I think it's got to be. I think it's got to tie yellow ribbon. It's gonna be something. I don't know.
The alphabet. Ooh.
Oh. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you a true story?
Bring it down.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fraser Crane.
Right. I want to know. I don't talk about my sexuality a lot, you know, but maybe or anything sexual. I'm a little uneasy, you know, I'm a little tense about that stuff in a weird way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I will say, so this, even silly as it is, I thought it made me laugh when I said it, I think the other night. That if it would be easier to pleasure a woman if you could put the cookie, what's that?
An egg beater?
Bisquick.
Cookie dough?
Cookie dough. Would that be disrespectful to the woman?
Put cookie dough in her?
The Biscoff butter. Biscoff butter.
On
that
her?
Can make anything good.
Cook it for her and have her eat it and then?
No, what are you being out of your...
He needs incentive for him to eat.
To put it in, to ask if you're in a relationship,
you
go, do you mind if I put some of this? By the way, there's nothing wrong with what I'm saying. I feel like I should edit it out.
No, you're asking.
I understand what you're saying.
No, we've all just guessed wrong.
I'm not editing this out unless you... I don't mind leaving it in either because I grow.
You want an honest answer?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that... People use whipped cream.
Right.
There's stuff you can get that are flavored that you can lay over.
It doesn't have to be
nachos.
With consent. Look at that John Brand Wagner. He's like a one-man band over there.
Can I tell you, I'm a little bit worried that they've played that song 30 times, and I haven't correctly guessed that it was going to play once.
Me neither.
I've forgotten every single time. And before it was cool, and I'm like, it's a compliment to them. But now I'm legitimately worried that I cannot predict it at all.
Twice
and it's happened 30 times.
Twice I tilted them, you know. I go,
right.
But the other times I don't know either.
No.
I'm like, well, that's every time I think, I guess that would be a good time. But anyway, all right. Listen, let's see. I have a show to do.
See, and that would have been the perfect time for them to do it, and they didn't do it, which shows their talent
shows
that they can restrain.
Talented.
Yeah.
They
very
get
good.
It. They get it.
Very
well, they're
good.
Professional. They know you wait a little bit longer. A lot of people do it. Do it there. A show? Does it count?
I mean, we got two shows in our lap right now.
I really like this song.
It's amazing. With bits and jingles, the Todd Glass Show is
Mr. Rogers and the Make Believe Friends.
Is that like a cover of something? Is that a parody?
That is, I want to say 99% sure that's their song.
It's incredible. An original jam.
Yep.
But I mean, I do.
But they
Well, now I guess I just have to listen to that song. Oh, I was hoping they were like doing a takeoff of
a
regular
song. I don't mean to interrupt. This is what I want. Yeah. This is what I want. Everybody's talking. I can't get a show like that. And I always, something happens. Maybe I get in my own way. But like, I'm saying, wait, this is what you want or this isn't what you want?
To George Carlin, it is what I want. In the bit, it is what I want. It's like, I love it that everyone's having a good time. Like, that's what I picture in my head, even though for a podcast.
You get, like, but you get like, so excited.
He looked at
you
me.
You have to, like, can't let it happen.
Everyone being excited.
While you guys were talking, he looked at me. He goes, I want a show where we just talk. Yeah. And I'm like, well, they are.
Is that true?
Wait,
that's
did
so
you really
funny.
Just say that to him?
Yeah.
But do this. And you guys talk to over there, and then you two talk, and then I'll talk with her. But we're all having a great time. Like, this is the show in my head that I fantasize. Okay, so here it is. You ready? So
I really like that song.
Back,
I want
guys,
the Make Believe Friends. Well, Mr. Rogers.
I want them to like. Is it available to listen somewhere on Spotify or download?
Maybe YouTube. It's a their song. I'm not too sure. Because
I want them to tweet it out. Tweet at Todd Glass, John Brand Wagner,
Aristotle.
These shows are so much fun
and fun. And let us know where can people get that song to listen to at their own leisure.
Everyone's having a good time. You hear the conversations in the background, everybody. People are just taking it in and enjoying it. Other.
I love this song. Yeah, it's a great song.
Todd Glass Chat Out.
Hey, Blake, that's a nice
classic.
Talking.
How do we go for the close? How do we go for the close? How long have we done? Stop all the bells and whistles.
Let's guess.
Stop the bells and whistles.
Total?
I don't want bells and whistles anymore.
Okay. That's neither a bell nor, I guess it's kind of a whistle.
That was a good way to say, I want a different show, and I feel like I'm letting everybody
This
down.
Is a great show.
We should call this show the Food Court.
Thank you.
This is a bunch of people talking.
Dum dum.
How long is this going? This after show?
Total or the second part?
Just the second part.
It's an hour.
Yeah, we'll go we got more time.
But that's.
Oh right.
I like to go into the close, but not a hurry.
Good.
Let me relax. Let me sit back. Why am I sitting up? Damn it!
Sorry.
Let
I
me
got
be
the
me.
Bottle.
I can't
no,
be me.
Fine.
Hello. Testing 1, 2.
Can I
hey,
point
Luke,
something
Luke,
out?
Luke is doing stretches. I think he might fight us. No, is that aggressive moves?
He did drop his drumsticks.
Imagine later if he started punching us and you'd go, we saw him doing stretches throughout the night, but
oh,
I just
that's
thought,
why he was doing it.
Oh,
so
sitting
good.
In that chair for a while, and I just got a good chair.
Hey, Blake, while he's talking, what point do you want
to
point out?
Oh, I just wanted to point out that Aristotle, who's the head of sound here, that's your official title, correct? Head of sound? Kicked over an empty bottle by accident, and then the bottle you could not hear, but then Aristotle goes, damn it, right into the microphone because he was upset that he made a noise.
Well, it was the second time tonight.
Todd, we're just talking over here. You're talking over there.
Yeah,
it's the podcast
course.
You wanted.
Yeah. Anyway.
A number six.
The new Del Taco Beyond Taco is delicious.
Yeah. I love those. We should get some after the show.
Well, you got to go avocado because that's the vegan way.
I'll have what she's
the
having.
Beyond Taco is not
I'll take
vegan,
a double.
Put cheese on.
We wanted to triple that double. And you give me a six.
Heard,
a quintuple. Sextuple.
What are we on, Shark Tank?
Yeah, about a month and a half.
Oh, my God.
Mark,
I want $500,000 for a 0% part of my company.
Yep. Oh, that's cool.
She's going to be an nice audio all around.
At a party. That you're going away for
right.
a month.
I'm going away for a month, Eric.
Like an even crazier
I'm going to go to Colorado.
Well, you know, I can't really watch
Shark
Tank anymore.
Miami.
I feel like they jumped the shark.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Sure. CodyJWoods.com would be fantastic.
When I watch Shark Tank, I feel like a fish out of water.
I was on this website called CodyJWoods.com recently. It was exceptional.
Yeah. It's fun. It's going to be fun to go That's on the great. Road for a while.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, sometimes, you know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm thinking of dropping my college age.
I'll take him.
Yeah, it's all yours.
Whoa, baby, that's a duck whistle. Anybody can play the drums. Anybody can blow a note out of the saxophone. Any baboon can give them sticks and bang on drums like a maniac. Anybody can take all their anger and spit and blow into an instrument called the saxophone. But to be able to play a duck whistle, holy shit! Oh, woo! My God!
Amazing.
We say so good as much as we want.
So,
so
good.
Good!
So good!
So good!
So good!
So good! So good! So good! So good! So good! So good! So good!
I'd like to thank Betty Grill for supporting the Todd Glass Show.
Soda.
Soda. So I love soda. I love it. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
See, I can improv.
No, you nailed it.
But right there's my limit.
You are not speaking into a mic or wearing headphones right now.
All right, well. I didn't know there was a quiz.
Square.
Aristotle Square, man.
Man.
Us young kids don't care about microphones. Hi, Aristotle. You know, we've had a long journey. If I kill myself, you're going to have
there it is again.
I say about you.
I'll speak.
I don't want you to be.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying.
I don't want anyone to.
And that was the first time Todd Glass really officially realized that he went insane. Everybody around him was just figments of his imagination. He couldn't deny that he couldn't deny.
Put him through the room.
Other people should do this bit.
He was always a kind man. Every time he checked the mail, he always said hi to my daughter.
I'm dead now? Todd. Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Todd, do you remember me?
Remember.
I'm Mr. Jones, your sixth grade teacher.
Mr. Jones, you were so patient with me.
Do you remember
I wasn't.
Me?
I couldn't stand you. Lord. Anyway, this is heaven. How about some negative energy to...
Thank you for bringing negative energy. Mr. Jones, I'm glad you showed up.
Burly Whirly, gym teacher, Conestoga High School.
Mrs. Whirly.
I remember back in the sixth grade, and I talk that way because I speak as if I'm one of my students.
Stop everything.
This Meanwhile, down stop. On heaven, this they were disassembling the podcast and selling the parts for money.
Wait,
do you remember me? Mrs.
Guys,
Biazzi.
Shut up. Stop the bit. This isn't the show I want. Stop it. I want a different show, and I'm not going to be afraid to talk about it.
Well, I
this
mean,
the show I want.
Try on a new one.
I want to try on a different show. John's the only one supporting me.
Well, the fine sponsors down at Stitch Fix have all sorts of podcasts for you to try on.
I'm not stupid. This show is not good anymore.
Want some milk?
I want to change my format. Can you mind being right now? Can we just talk?
Yeah. Yes.
Instead of being... Oh, we're in a podcast. We need to turn it on. It's bullshit conversation. I want to be real with our audience. Sit back. Hey, what's up? Just natural. You know what I mean?
I think we're stuck.
I feel you're right. Here's what I feel that Eric, I agree. To get better, but I do feel like we've hit a plateau, and it's funny, but we're stuck. We're stuck at this funny level. We're stuck at this level. Eric's right. How do I do it? Hold on. Stop. Guys, are you reading the room? I mean, come on.
Well, you're not going to get out of it. It's like Joe's wife. There's no... Oh.
How does a band not read the room? Stop. Here's what I want to do. No music for 5 minutes. I want to prove I can do it. What's up? Let's just talk.
Yeah, fuck it.
We don't put pressure. If the drummer wants to stretch, I get it. You want to go inside, get a cold beer? Go to
I
the
also
bathroom.
Ask,
Luke, even go to the bathroom.
Do you listen to hardcore?
Beat the shit seem, out of all of us,
you
whatever you want to do.
You came in pretty ready for that Todd Glass theme.
Yeah. Are you good? Is everybody good to go another 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
I could go 20.
I could go 21.
I could go 29.
I could go 25. All right,
I'm out.
Scared. I'm
That's
not scared.
Right, you little wuss.
I'm not scared.
Pick a topic. Let's go.
I have a size 10 shoe, goddammit.
Offshore drilling.
I'll buy it for $2.
That wraps it up.
My dad made a cool 15K last year. Can you believe that? You
well, my dad
this?
Made a hot 30.
Well,
is this your...
It
who's
doesn't
on
sound
the phone?
Realistic.
Blake's mom?
Oh, no.
Is she really? No, she's nice.
No, she's... yeah, that's her.
Just talk to her. Have a nice... Be nice.
Okay.
We won't listen in.
Hey, Mom. No, I know. I'm on the Todd Glass show right now. Can you actually please call me back later? Mom, no, I know. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Or
Cody,
I'm going to send you the card. I know I missed your birthday by 3 months. I'm going to send you the card to... I'm gonna send you the card tomorrow. I love you. I'm sorry. It's nothing. Sometimes I get busy and I can't. I'm sorry. How are you doing?
She's saying everything. It works great.
Mom, you can't say her name. You just can't. She's in the other room. Okay. All right. Here's the thing. Need to talk to a professional. I can't help you.
Blake.
Yeah.
We gotta do. Can you say goodbye? We have to get back to the show.
Oh my God. There's, I'm sorry. I'm being.
Mom. I'm being. Okay. So it seems like I should.
Right, take a second. She's happy. She's happy. She's excited to talk to you. Tell her about how good she feels. Trying to make the bit positive. She's telling you how happy she is.
Well,
be
Mom,
happy for her.
Mom, I'm glad things are going well, but you know. Things are going well
she
for
says,
me.
She says, I love you. I love you.
I love you so much. I have to get going.
She
all
says,
right?
Blake, I'm so happy for your success.
Mom, I'm going to call you.
She loves you so
You're
much.
You're so sweet. Thank you. Mom, I love you. I love you. I'm going to call you tomorrow, okay?
Tell her you love her. Tell her. She
Mom,
just said,
I love you. I love you so much. I'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Come on.
Mom, I'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Hey, say it like you mean
we're,
it.
We're going to have a nice catch-up session tomorrow, and it'll be really good, okay?
Is she French?
She is French.
She did when I met her.
I thought that was... Alex Young, youth basketball. Man, you were great. You really, what a good energy to have. Good, you know. It's
he's
just,
a jolly good fellow, for real. Just,
you could yeah. say he's a jolly good fellow.
Oh, man. All right. And thank you very much over on my you seem great over there. I can't see who you are. Aaron Simon on bongos and triangle.
Ooh, a double threat.
This clap is for Vinny too.
And Vinny, that's right. Vinny on a lot of instruments. You were on duck whistle, you were on and then you were also on
A Man of Many
also,
Whistles.
Yes. And then Aaron is on there's a lot of jobs. Aaron's on the clacker, which is just a powerful instrument. Play it with some gusto. Wow.
Have a little fun with it.
And have a little fun with it. And then also show the other instruments that you're... And then you're also...
Play with a little resto.
That's up. You got a little bit. And then Luke, thank you very much. Luke on drums, right? New...
Luke Ayton.
Luke Ayton.
Yeah.
Luke Ayton. All right. So everything's great. I hope everyone... I had fun. I hope you did. I mean, that tends to be what I'd like.
I want to keep extending the show, but I won't.
Is there only a way we can extend this just for...
You have to go.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? I figured gotcha. You did. I read you. You did.
No, I want to keep doing bits. I slide them $5. $6.
And and nobody can deny. Singers do that, right? They let the horns, when they can't hit the notes, they let the horns take the energy of the room, right? I love watching it. It's like, I look behind it, I go, oh, hey, good for them, a good arrangement. You let the horn, you just go, nobody can. Go, take it in now, ready? I'll do it, you take the note all the way up. You know, I'll be like, just take the note all the way home. Like nobody can deny. Thank you. You don't have to do anything. Nobody can deny. All right. No, 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 no. You know what? You did it one too many.
It's sad. And now it's good again.
I never mind sharing the love as we go in for the close. Mm. Hey, Songs About Hot Dogs is releasing some new songs out.
After a short break, season two coming out now. That's right, podcasts have seasons now.
Fuck yeah.
And there's what? And I know somebody, one of the shows that kept stopping by was guest, maybe you could say guest characters from Todd Glass. Oh. One time I come in as a from the podcast police, you know. The other time I come in as the hot dog monster. He's like the cookie
sounds
monster.
Sounds scary.
He love hot dogs.
He's actually a delightful character.
Oh, it sounds very deep. And but
you should check out Songs About Hot Dogs about to hot find dogs. Out.
The podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, and Nothing cool. Burger, available
which Cody
on
Woods have been on.
HBO's Nothing Burger. HBO has picked it up.
That's right.
But you know what? They don't even care if you say you can.
That's
also
right, but I'm still giving it away free wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your podcast, too.
And there's going to be a crossover episode with Songs About Hot Dogs.
That's right. Hot dogs and hamburgers, baby.
I love when the worlds collide. So,
and Aristotle has a podcast called Freedom Fry.
Is that true?
Chats.
Say, it's about time I started my pizza pod.
Is that true? You have
yours was cleaner.
Do you have a podcast, Aristotle?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, well.
At the moment.
But pizza pod, get ready.
That's
it's
right.
Coming hot. Fresh out the oven.
It'll burn the roof of your mouth.
The only podcast where a guy's paid $10.99 an hour to make
mine?
It.
Is this mine? Is this mine?
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
And he's standing up.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. Right? Cody Woods, what an honor to sit in with us. It's like when that in the background on the old days.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say,
I think I'll make a snappy new day.
It's such a good a very good feeling, a feeling you know that we're
friends. Such a good feeling,
know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're going inside, and you wait. Bye
bye, bye bye, bye bye,
bye.
Shh, bye everybody, bye. Sexy.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new, And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.